My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. 'Cause I still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, Jeffrey, still pretty good.
Still really good at football.
Still really good at football. Georgia destroys Clemson. Absolutely destroys Clemson. Such that when the game was over, the conversation was not about Georgia. The conversation was about Clemson. And I saw someone making the argument that that the no portal, no transfers, whatever, is a red herring. No, it's not. Listen, when you... I understand, like Georgia. Listen, Georgia had players who transferred who were scoring touchdowns against Clemson.
Yeah,
but when you just cut off the ability to get experienced, talented, proven college football players, and I look around the country, some of them seem pretty good, Jeffrey. Like there's a dude in Miami, seemed pretty good. Mm-hmm. Hell, there's a dude in Nashville, yeah. Seemed pretty good.
He was available.
And you just decide, never mind. The whole way that everybody else is getting good, I don't need to even use that. It's not a red herring. It's stubbornness. It's stupid. And they're still, listen, Clemson's still a good football team. It's, you know, whatever. They're a good defensive football team. And for a while, it was like, oh, this could be, they're hanging right in there. And then it gets demoralizing. Georgia opens it up. Clemson didn't have 200 yards of offense.
I think
offensive coordinator from TCU who lights it up and does nothing. Did not have 200 yards of offense.
I mean, I think they had two plays in plus territory in the first half.
It was embarrassing.
I mean, I guess I would say I'd push back a little bit on the whole portal thing. The reason why Georgia dominated them in that fashion, yes, by the way, they take portal guys too. But it's because Clemson is no longer recruiting at the high school level like they did even 10 years ago. It's a lot. It's more than
thing. There's a lot of things. It's clearly more than one thing.
Correct.
It's more than one thing. A, like they had two, whatever you think of Deshaun, they had two quarterbacks who were, you know, franchise dudes, right?
First rounders.
Coordinators.
Yes.
You know, you lose your defensive coordinator who's like an all-timer. There's more changes than... Plus, it's just hard to maintain. I was talking this with Gabe. It reminds me a little bit of a TV show. You know, TV show can get a good 5-year run or
sure.
A 6-year run, but after a while, you know, it's hard to be the best show every single year. Right?
Yeah, it's hard to stay hungry.
And it's hard to at Clemson as well. But I don't think...
I also think Clemson...
I don't think it's nothing.
I agree.
If you could add... No, someone said, any one transfer going to change that result? Of course not. Would 5 transfers have maybe put a touchdown on the board?
Maybe.
You know, like, or something?
Yeah.
Or 2 touchdowns on the board? Could it have been a 9-point game instead? Yes. Stupid.
I mean, to me, the key is also... They're a program that was built for the under-the-table era. They cannot.
You have to adjust.
Yes. Well, it's hard to make up rich people.
And Georgia looks tremendous. All right, next. Always. Listen, it's always good to have Fight Song Roundup back. But on the first Monday, Tuesday of the Fight Song Roundup in 2024.
Playing the greatest and most influential fight song of all time.
The second best fight song in the land. That makes this Tuesday.
By the way, you better start looking for opportunities to play Michigan because I'm not sure it's there.
Better. We can play Notre Dame every single week straight through the playoff now. That's what everyone's doing now. They're just looking at the schedule saying, where's the loss? Notre Dame goes to Texas A&M and wins 23-13. Riley Leonard. He could get broken the way they use him, and he wasn't exactly.
He's got some jaw in him. He's got some every time that he gets nicked in the ankle, like he milks it.
Then he's quoting Bible verses after the game. Mm-hmm. That'll endear himself to the faithful. 158 yards passing, 63 rushing. The key here is they rushed for 198. They rushed
five
for 198
yards. 5.8 a carry.
And in the end, that very young offensive line, which people thought was going to get overwhelmed, it felt like by the second half they were taking control. They did not early, but like by the end, they were. That was big boy. That was another Notre Dame team might have lost that game. They certainly lost the equivalent game last year to Ohio State. Now, I'm not saying Texas A&M is Ohio State, but that's an impressive win. And right now, you would bet that they will be in the playoff.
Yes. My note for this was the big boy win of the week, where, it wasn't overwhelming, but it was just mature. Like, they were patient the entire second half. Like, they never panicked, and they just kind of leaned on A&M, and they let A&M just kind of make all the mistakes. And boy, they made Connor Wegman look like a high school player.
Remember that mock draft just like a week ago?
Uh-huh.
Less than a week ago. There's some mock draft somewhere. We were saying the other quarterback was going to sneak into the first round in the coming draft is Connor Wegman.
Uh-uh. Where I was wrong the most all week.
Connor Wegman?
Uh-huh. Because I didn't think
Now, mind you.
He's going up against
Notre Dame's
defense.
Defensive backfield in particular is absolutely elite.
100%. He still looked like a deer in the headlights.
And the other thing about Notre Dame is they looked like, sometimes we think SEC is going to get all the great athletes. Can you?
No, they looked on defense. They looked absolutely the part.
Yeah, yeah. Really
impressive. They looked like Michigan's defense last year.
Really impressive from Notre Dame. All right, next. We play the U a lot, Jeffrey. But then again, Cam Ward hasn't suited up for the U a lot. Miami, listen, be honest. One of the, it's been an interesting week. It was a really, first of all, fun weekend.
Yes, totally agree.
It was like from the first Colorado game last Thursday night straight through. Well, last night less fun, but still straight through. Interesting, fun, compelling. Seems to be like college football is still interesting, even though you pay the players. Some people thought that would ruin it. Hell of a lot of fun. But one of the phenomena was, I don't know is it more notable the teams that are happy or the teams that are sad? You know what I mean? There's been some teams that are really like, you got Florida is absolutely in the dumps. You got LSU losing another freaking home opener. They're absolutely in the dumps. You got Florida
State.
Right.
They weren't at home.
Okay.
They were in Vegas.
Florida State. Did I say home opener?
Yeah.
Did I say home opener? Yeah, in Vegas. Florida State. There was a lot of Virginia Tech.
Florida State has lost two games before we've even had a second poll come out.
Which is easier, to put together the top five? Or the most happiest fan bases, or the five most miserable fan bases. And what's more notable here? Miami, which is more notable? The Miami perspective or the Florida perspective?
So I would argue most weeks it's a lot easier to come up with the list of who's miserable. I actually thought, what I thought was fun about this weekend was
Clemson's miserable.
I came in, but I also came in having higher opinions, or I left the week having higher opinions than teams I came in with.
Miami, but Miami's USC, the story Notre Dame, three of them.
Correct. Like, everyone's all focused on Clemson and whatnot.
Penn State's another one.
Yes, Penn State absolutely looked the part.
Quarterback looked good.
USC,
offensive coordinator.
USC got 100%. Some stops.
No, USC looked like a totally different team.
Like,
again, big boy.
And Notre Dame looked more than just like, we know what a good Notre Dame team looks like, which is like a fringe playoff team. Whatnot. I was like, oh, I can envision a world where that team's really good. Ohio State's still going to be there. Like, I came away feeling like we have more teams that have entered the chat, if you will.
I think that seems fair. Oh, well, let's put it this way. If you put together a 12-team playoff with a lot of these teams would be interesting.
Yes.
At the back half of the bottom 10, like, oh, well, what could Penn State do? What could USC do? You know, whatever. You don't expect them to win the Big Ten. It'll still be Ohio State. But USC, if they're in the playoff, you're like, well, I'll watch that kid sling it around.
100%.
Watch those receivers. You did have, in the wake of this one, you had Dan Mullen. You had Dan Mullen retweeting a guy who pointed...
Well, it's Matthew Berry. It's his co-host. It's his co-host in my college football
Matt
final.
Berry tweets, the Florida coach that got fired went to 3 consecutive New Year's 6 games in his first 3 years and was let go in his fourth season.
Mm-hmm.
And that coach, Dan Mullen, retweets that.
Oops.
There you go. It was... Cam Ward looked thrilling. 26-35, 385 yards, 3 touchdowns. And Billy Napier, just like the hottest seat, just got hotter. He's got the $26 million buyout. That makes it kind of comfortable. He also, and this will be interesting.
He has one play.
That's what I'm going to say. He's got a quarterback.
It's DJ Lagway. He's got to play him the roster.
He's got to play DJ Lagway.
That's it.
Because if he's awesome, and to lose Billy Napier would mean you lose Lagway.
Although, does it? In this era,
does it?
In this era, does it?
I was listening to the...
That will be the refrain from the Billy Napier camp.
Crowd. I was listening to the Wetzel podcast yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're literally already talking about Lane Kiffin. I mean, of course, they were this summer, too. But they're literally talking about, looks like Lane Kiffin's going to Florida, which sucks if you're an Ole Miss fan. Enjoy the year. You should be able to enjoy the year.
It's the Kiffin life cycle.
It's the Kiffin life cycle. Anyway, do you believe in Miami?
Yes.
Very clearly you believe in them as the most, at this point, having seen what we've seen from Florida State, having seen what we've seen from Clemson, Miami looks like the best team in the ACC.
And by a wide margin.
And it wasn't just Cam Ward either.
No, defensively, they just completely stifled Florida.
Yeah.
Florida couldn't move the ball at all. I mean, other than one 71-yard run, I think they have like 150 yards of offense. To me, the team that changed my opinion the most after week one was Miami.
All right, who's next? Once again, another big boy win, USC. We're playing some of the classic fight songs here today. USC.
It's good to see these little upstarts getting back in it.
Goes to, the underdogs.
Uh-huh.
Goes to LSU and wins.
Goes to Allegiant Stadium and beats LSU.
Yes. Yeah, right. And that was a hell of a... It was a hell of a fun game to watch. Brian Kelly is pounding the table afterwards. He keeps saying it was not, of course. It was not at LSU. It was not at Baton Rouge. It was, people always, whatever reason, people say Baton Rouge. They can't just say it.
That's a
they got to throw in the pretend ridiculous fake accent. Brian Kelly's mad, losing 3 straight openers. And by the way, team, I can see why he's mad. They should have won that game. They had every chance to win that game.
Yeah, to me, what this game really boiled down to is what a lot of college football games boil down to. They got field goals, and SC got touchdowns.
That was
a huge part.
You look early, they went for the touchdown early, and they could have used a field goal.
Well, I mean, the same thing happened to them last year. If you think back to the Florida State game last year, they got it down to, like, the 2, and they kept going and trying to score. And, like, I get it. But, I mean, to me, like, the key difference in this one is...
And the penalties. Penalties bit him in the ass. There's no question. Penalties bit him in the ass several times.
But Miller-Moss made no mistakes.
And Miller-Moss was awesome.
No mistakes.
He was awesome. And those receivers? Holy smokes. Those receivers were awesome. That catch by Lauren Hudson, the one I don't know how he catches this. The targeting call, all of that. The receivers were awesome. Miller Moss was awesome. It was interesting, the touchdown pass into the corner of the end zone, which was just a perfectly thrown ball. He actually went to the wrong guy there.
Yeah, no, there's no defense for that.
Yeah, there's no defense for a perfectly thrown ball right over there. But like the other dude was wide open in the middle of the field. But he was electric. Absolutely electric. You lose a Heisman Trophy winner. And honestly, both of them. They got the two teams that have lost Heisman Trophy winners. And whatever you think about those teams going forward, you're not worried about the quarterback. Nussmeier was good. Miller Moss was just better.
Yeah, Nussmeier did put... I felt like Nussmeier put the ball in jeopardy more than Moss did.
That's fine. 29 to 38, 304 yards.
I'm not worried about LSU's offense.
No.
I mean, although I guess, hey, maybe I should be. They scored 20 points.
What's next? Wait. This can't be.
But it is.
It can't be.
I should have trusted my gut.
It is interesting. When you made the pick of Virginia Tech on principle, you even then said...
This is not what Vanderbilt was last year. Diego Pavia is a legitimately fun quarterback.
And for those who don't know, this is a guy who has the competitive spirit, the stones,
literally,
when he was at New Mexico State, to walk onto his arch rival's field and urinate on the logo.
Loved it.
That's what this guy is made of.
And, literal stones.
He will not be shaken. Even as Vandy takes the 17-point lead, surrenders the 17-point lead, but then wins it in OT.
This is the kick to win the game.
Yeah, oh yeah, misses the kick to win the game too.
Could have been like an easy one. We were like, oh man, not our day.
And not our day.
No, it kept going.
So, the two stats I read, could these things both be true? First non-conference win over a Power 5 under Charlie Lee.
Yeah.
That's possible?
Yeah. Not and, Charlie Lee.
I'm sorry.
Charlie Lee was is the
Charlie
base,
Lee's the pitcher.
Yes.
Is the pitcher.
Clarkley.
And everything for me, my brain just goes to the 70s.
70s baseball.
You know,
yeah.
70s anything.
Yeah.
And so, Clarkley. First Power Conference win since 2022. Is that possible too? Mm-hmm. They play Notre Dame and Duke. I mean, they play Northwestern all the time and Duke all the time. And
yeah,
they've been a bad run.
Won a conference game. They haven't won a conference game in 2 years.
Well, that would yes. So first win over a Power Conference team since 2022. That's great though. And by the way, if you look at the schedule, they're going to be 3-0. They're going to be 3-0.
They are. I'm telling you, with Pavia, now here's the problem with Pavia. Whoo, boy, I don't know how many games you can do to that. 26 carries. And my guy plays with reckless abandon.
He does play with reckless abandon.
He plays as if there is no tomorrow.
It is interesting. There's teams that said, we're fine at quarterback. And then there's teams that said, we got to go get a new quarterback. Miami said, we got to go get a new quarterback. Vandy said, we got to get a new quarterback. Now, Penn State said, we're fine at quarterback. And he looked good. In fact, that's the one game that we're not celebrating or blowing up.
Yeah.
That I thought was notable because they really took care of West Virginia. And for a team that couldn't throw down the field at all last year, they looked good throwing the ball.
No, I agree with you on that. That was also that weird game because they had such long weather delay. Like, you found yourself like, okay, you were impressed. Like, you were keeping tabs on that as the Georgia game was going, and you were impressed, and then you just didn't see the game for like 2 hours. And by the time you saw it again, you're like, oh, yeah.
All right, I guess we got to blow someone up. And there are lots of contenders here. You know, we could blow up Clemson, we could blow up Florida. But I think there's one that sadly, we could blow up Virginia Tech. I think there's one.
I was fine celebrating those teams, though, the flip side.
I think there is one that. There goes Florida State. portal in the portal universe, Jeffrey, things can turn fast.
Ooh, boy.
And so Memphis is now faced with a situation where they got Troy. By the way, early game, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Next week. And then they got a Florida State team that I guess the good news is they look beatable, right?
Yeah, it does.
What do you think the line would be right now, Florida State, Memphis?
I still think it'd be higher than people think.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.